Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody, we're back. The Great Divide. Your host, Alan Jacoby. I'm back again with my great friend and American patriot, Roger Stone. Roger's been making some headlines lately because of, you know, well, political witch hunt 2.0. And Roger isn't the only one making headlines. They're going after everybody. Roger, they're going after you. They're going after Alex Jones. They're even going after General Flynn, in my opinion, an American hero. What is this nonsense with General Flynn? How these globalists are, in my opinion, they're trying to divide us from within, American patriots, by calling him a Satanist, and even as far as saying he's a pedophile. I mean, it's disgusting.
You know, I've got to tell you, I got to know General Michael Flynn because we had the shared experience of being tried in the same courthouse by the same collection of criminals in a politically motivated witch hunt. I actually knew him by phone and text for a year before we ever met, almost a year and a half. He's one of the finest men I've ever met in my entire life. He's a man of the Constitution. He's a man of God. He is truly a great American. People don't know his military record. This guy saved lives. I mean, he's a true American hero. So the idea that he read at the end of the speech a prayer, which is indeed in Catholic liturgy, the prayer of St. Michael, the saint for which he was named, and now you have a bunch of evangelicals who have their own record of anti-Catholicism and anti-Semitism, suddenly saying that this proves that he is in the occult, that he's a Satanist. That becomes, oh, he's a pedophile. Oh, no, he was an agent for the Mossad. This is all BS. It's all nonsense. But it's not incidental that all of a sudden there's this effort to destroy him. That's because I think many Americans, including those on the left, including those in the New World Order, realize that he may be a man who plays a central role in the salvation of this country. There is no more honest, no more upright, more decent Christian gentleman that I've ever met in my life than not only General Flynn, but his entire family. These are really fine people. And it just makes me sick to my stomach that some are now smearing this patriot who risked everything for his country on the basis of nonsense. It really is nauseating.
Yeah, it is. I agree with everything you said. And I followed him and I can't see any of that. It's all BS. And then now, of course, your ordeal now with the January 6th Kangaroo Congressional Committee slapping you with a subpoena, like I called it, political witch hunt 2.0. It's all over again, a smear campaign. You're apparently a threat. What I put together is I think for them to go after you and even people like General Flynn, other political figures out there is to smear, defame, discredit, and attack people who are, I guess you use the word, Trump loyalists, America first political figures, because Donald Trump is a threat to them on the left, a threat to these sickos like Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, these incompetent idiots sitting there, and they're scared. That's what I take from it. I want to hear about what's going on. You got the subpoena, and it's been a whirlwind.
Well, you know, it's like they say in that movie, The Godfather. Every time I try to leave, they drag me back in. I mean, this is more of the same. Let me be very clear. Any claim, assertion, accusation, or implication that I was involved in or know anything whatsoever about the illegal acts of January 6th is categorically false. The very premise for the subpoena that I received, that they're examining the acts that led to or were leading to the events of January 6th, implies that perfectly legal political activities that I engaged in on January 5th at legally permitted events where my remarks can be seen on YouTube somehow caused the illegal events of January 6th is just false. It's a lie, and this is a witch hunt. the makeup of the committee. None of those who were proposed for the committee by the minority leader. No, the two Republicans on the committee were handpicked by Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
They're both anti-Trump Republicans, and neither one of them will be in Congress at the end of next year.
Oh, I hope so.
So you have a bias witch hunt. The chairman, Benny Thompson, IQ 70 on a good day, has already filed a civil suit in which he's accused the president of all kinds of illegality regarding January 6th. So, Benny, you've already expressed yourself. You can't be unbiased. Step right. down. You need to step down. The whole thing's a farce. And then, of course, Adam Schiff, a man who said that he had seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign and has never produced an iota of it. A man who actually changed the transcript of the phone conversation between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. A man who in my case, broke both House rules and the law in the leaking of classified information. Why should this pencil-necked geek sit in judgment of anyone? By the way, I think he's going to lose his seat in the next election. Poor Adam Schiff, he was promised Nancy Pelosi's Senate seat. He was promised Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. Then when Tony Leone, the Senate president, jumped in that race, Feinstein didn't want to make it look like she'd been run off, so she ran again. Adam didn't get that seat. Then when Kamala Harris gave up her seat to be sworn in as vice president, Governor Newsom didn't appoint Pencil Neck to that seat. Then Pencil Neck wanted to be the attorney general because the attorney general did get appointed to the Kamala seat, leaving a vacancy. Gavin Newsom had the good judgment not to appoint Pencil Neck to that seat. So, Adam, you're never going to be a U.S. senator. In fact, God willing, you won't even be a congressman. And if things work out in a way, by God's good grace, it's you who will be in a prison cell when this is all over.
And that's how it should be. I mean, he's now profiting off of the events of January 6th. He's out. He wrote a book. He found the time to write a book.
Alan, I got to tell you, I'm very tired. Very tired. I had to go to Barnes & Noble last night. I had to take all of his books and move them over to the fiction section because his book is a piece of crap. He again repeats the false claim that Bill Barr leaned on the prosecutors in my case to give me leniency in my sentencing. The three top non-political career prosecutors in the DOJ have now all testified under oath that that never happened.
Right.
And that was reported by the Washington Post itself. So, Adam, you can always tell when Adam Schiff is lying. His lips are moving. As I always say, if it's Schiff, flush it.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. The guy is a clown. He needs to go. He's still babbling about this Russia nonsense still. And then, wait, the Intelligence Committee, Eric Swalwell, who, I mean, hello, compromised China? I mean,
So first of all, Eric Swalwell, as a member of the House Intelligence Committee, he has access to national security information.
That's unbelievable.
It's clear to me that he, shall we say, penetrated a red Chinese spy, and she then penetrated his office by placing an employee in the office, therefore getting access to classified information. Why Swalwell has not been arrested, why the woman has not been arrested, I have no idea. But that's treason. The man who's guilty of treason is Congressman Eric Swalwell.
Swalwell, you ain't kidding. You know, back... You were served this subpoena. First of all, I'm surprised you didn't have another 30 FBI agents at your door with the M4s, you know, serving it. But, you know, I wanted to talk about that, the original when that January 25th, 2019, I believe it was, when was it 29 or so FBI agents, frogmen coming out of the boats to take a 68-year-old man who didn't have a gun barefoot out of his house in the pre-dawn hours. Which I think cost the taxpayers something around $1 million, right? Didn't that raise?
That's correct.
Right, cost something about.
But the worst part of this about this, as you know, is that CNN was permitted to film the whole thing 25 feet from my front door. Now I have an affidavit, sworn affidavit from a retired Fort Lauderdale police officer who was there that day to back up the FBI, and when he told the CNN crew that they had to go behind the rope about a half mile down the road with the rest of the media, he was chewed out by a senior FBI agent who told him no, they had special permission to be there. I was arrested at 6:06. At 6:11, one of the CNN officials sent my lawyer a copy of my indictment, which had no court markings or timestamp on it, because it was still sealed. In other words, CNN was in possession of a sealed document.
It's illegal.
When Sarah Murray of CNN says they got it online, that's a lie.
Right.
The Wayback Machine proves it's a lie, but then I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. Literally nothing reported by the freaks and geeks at CNN, whose numbers are dwindling. By the way, Chris Cuomo's down. That's one less. Nothing they say is true. It's not a TV network. It's not a news outlet. And the good news is almost no one is watching. And
no
certainly
one.
Fewer even are believing. But the leaking of my search warrant and my arrest warrant is attributable to the man whose names were on the metadata tags in that document sent to my lawyer, Andrew Weissman. That's a felony. Now we read the New York Times says Andrew Weissman wrote an alternative Mueller report that's a top secret. Andrew Weissman's a criminal. He wiped 31 cell phones in the face of the Durham investigation. That's destruction of evidence. When will he be picked up?
Never.
The chances of him avoiding justice forever are zero. It's only a matter of time that he'll be brought before a court of law, and he himself will face the kind of justice he tried to mete out to others. He covered up mob murders in New York. There's a documentary coming. A number of those widows are being interviewed. He destroyed Enron, destroyed jobs and lives. He's got to pay for that, too. And then he was really running the Mueller investigation. But he knew the Steele dossier was a fraud from his days at the FBI. So if he has any illusions whatsoever, wait next year, because the documentary Pitbull, the most corrupt prosecutor in U.S. history, is in the works.
Good.
And then we'll see who's a tough guy.
I love it. You know, I think, Roger, as an American patriot, I love my country. So many of us, millions of us out there. Our biggest worry with this January 6th kangaroo congressional committee and subpoenas of patriots like you, and again, you know, General Flynn and others, is if any of you go and sit in that congressional committee and speak the truth, your truth will be changed. No matter what you say, it will be twisted, it will be construed to use against you, so they can say that you perjured yourself. Anybody, not just you, anybody in this whole investigation, because that's what they do. I mean, look what they did to you throughout your whole first ordeal. Okay, you didn't lie to Congress. We know that you didn't lie to Congress, but if it seems that that's the target, just get them in, get them talking. We can take care of the rest, and they
invent some process crime against you. The real problem here is they have decided now to criminalize constitutionally protected political activity, free speech, the right to free assembly, the right to petition your government. They want to undermine these things and somehow claim that they're criminal, when in fact they are the criminals. They are the one dropping 300 ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning and not being able to explain them. So no, the country is in a very tough place. And if we have a honest, fair, transparent 2022 election, I have little doubt whatsoever that the Republicans will take back both houses, and then hopefully the Republicans will choose somebody other than Kevin McCarthy as their leader. In fact, I guarantee you they will, because I know at least 10 candidates running who will not vote for McCarthy, will caucus by themselves if they have to.
He needs to go.
And McCarthy is systematically trying to undermine conservatives and America First candidates in the primaries. But make no mistake about it, the Republican Party is changing forever. I had a great interview yesterday with a guy named Mike Crispy, who is thinking very hard about challenging New Jersey Rhino Chris Smith. Chris Smith has been in Congress for 40 years. He doesn't live in the district in New Jersey, doesn't own a home there, doesn't even bother to rent an apartment. He lives in Virginia. I think he has a post office box in his district, and he's out of touch. He will soon be known as former Congressman Chris Smith. But that's what has to happen.
Yes.
Good men and women must step forward in every district where Republican members either voted to build this database of COVID-19 vaccination information, which is going to be ended up using against the people to track the people, or voted for Joe Biden's trillion-dollar boondoggle to destroy the economy. Every one of those Republicans must be taken down in a primary.
You know, you just said something about tracking vaccines, and it was the other day that 80 – this is my I have no faith in the Republican Party as it stands right now, because now we have 80 House Republicans that helped pass the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act, $400 million to form a federal vaccine mandate that goes against the 14th Amendment, that will actually share your medical information of vaccines to any government that wants them. Departments of Health they're going to give money to in blue states. And this is what 80 Republicans, Roger, voted for this.
Yeah, it appears to me to violate the HIPAA laws, but that's where we are in America. The question is, can the country survive until the next election? I mean, well, look at these gas prices. These gas prices are higher than Hunter
yes,
Biden.
Yes, they are. Yes.
the numbers on the pump go up faster than the numbers on the scale when Brian Stelter steps on it. I mean, we're being humiliated around the globe.
100%.
We just armed the Afghani, extremists. They now have the eighth largest military in the world because Joe Biden gifted them $8 billion worth of sophisticated military equipment. And we turned the country over to the Taliban instead of using our drone technology to pin down the bad guys. We just cut and run.
And flooded our country with a lot of Afghani refugees, which I'm sure there are quite a few of Taliban and ISIS plants in that were unvetted. Which, another brief thing I wanted to tell you, I have a very close relative. He's deployed right now with the Navy and a security force in just outside of Ethiopia. There's a big war in Ethiopia going on right now. There, it's not being covered heavily in the mainstream media. Right now, we just sent 4 battalions of Rangers. Between the Rangers and SEALs, there's about 2,000 that just showed up. They're building temporary tents that could be permanent. They're worried about the Ethiopian government collapsing because of the war there, the attack on our embassy, and the possibility of another Afghanistan-type evacuation that has to happen. We have 3 warships standing by in case they need to do emergency air evacuations. Is this another? I wonder if this is going to be another Democratic plan to bring in Ethiopian refugees and hand out Democrat voting cards. This is what the Democrats are doing to our country. They are destroying it.
Well, and our southern border is now virtually porous. So we've opened the borders, and you know, President Trump is correct. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing disease, they're trafficking children.
Yes,
this is everything the president predicted would happen. Right. But Joe Biden, interviewed just the other day, said it's amazing. He's only been in office for 2 years, and America's already back on track.
Oh yeah.
The problem with that is he's only been in office 1 year. The guy doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
No.
Look, I'll tell you one thing. Do you think when John Kennedy was at the summit with Nikita Khrushchev in Vienna that he crapped his pants? No. Do you think when Jimmy Carter was negotiating the Camp David Accords with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin for peace in the Middle East, do you think he was making room for lunch?
No.
I mean, do you think when Nixon was putting a fine points on the strategic arms limitation with Leonid Brezhnev, that he was soiling his pantaloons? Not a chance.
No.
Do you think when Donald Trump met with the Queen of England that he was dropping a deuce? No chance.
Definitely not.
Now, Joe Biden crapped his pants before he met the Pope, and all of America is shitting a brick.
It's true, Roger. It's true. Listen, I don't want to keep you. You have so much going on. I want to ask you, what's in the cards for you right now? We're going into the holidays. Christmas is coming. I'm hoping that your wife is doing well. She's fighting her great fight. But what you just, I guess.
Unfortunately, as you know, Alan, I have not only the January 6th nonsense to deal with,
right,
but I still have 6 outstanding harassment civil suits against me that are completely baseless, without merit, unsubstantiated, groundless, but very highly sensationalized.
Yes.
And including a harassment suit by the Biden Department of Justice over my 2007 taxes. Let me get this straight. Hunter Biden took in $30 million from the Chinese, has paid no taxes on it, but he's not being charged.
Right.
They are suing me in a civil suit in which they imply that my wife and I have somehow hidden income or underreported income or hidden assets, which is categorically and provably false. So I have to raise the money for lawyers over the holidays. Not exactly what I'd like to be doing. People can go to stonedefensefund.com. Stonedefensefund.com. You know me, Alan. I will never stop fighting.
No, I
will
know.
Never settle in some lawsuit where I've done nothing wrong. But these lunatics, these crackpots, these drooling leftists, mostly fueled by my pardon and the fact that I escaped the very clever but deadly snare set for me by Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller, their bloodlust for me and my family knows no bounds.
Right.
And I will beat them again if people will pray for us and people will go to stonedefensefund.com.
Absolutely, Roger. You're always in my thoughts and prayers. And everyone out there, you have to realize Roger Stone, the political icon that Roger is, he's the real deal, American patriot. He's being politically persecuted. This is a witch hunt. Him, General Flynn, Alex Jones, all of them. This is to smear American patriots for the globalists and the leftists to take over. You have to get over to stonedefensefund.com, whether it's $1 or $10. And please donate. You'll find it all on my social media, The Great Divide Podcast. I post about it all the time. You probably see Roger's face more on my social media than my own, probably because he's a little better looking, but not much.
Well, come on, Alan. You have a face for radio.
Well, I don't know. You got a face only a mother can love.
That's so true. That's so true. How dare you speak that way about my late mother?
No. Anyway. Listen, Roger, from me to you and from my family to your family, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. You're a great American patriot. And everybody, please get out there and just spread the word. StonedefenseFund.com. We cannot let Adam Schiff and all these disgusting Democrats destroy great American patriots. So until next time, everybody. Roger, thank you for being with me. And for everybody out there, just get all the episodes over at thegreatdivide1776.com. Get over to stonedefensefund.com. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, everybody, God bless America. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.